This week's parsha says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levadoi." So because I'll say in this, it says, "Ein kek." The pasuk says in parshas, "There's a bracha, ein kekel yeshurun." So Chazal darshan, "Ein kekel." There's nobody like Hashem. Umi kekel, who is like Hashem? Yeshurun. Yisrael Saba means Yaakov Avinu. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Veniskav Hashem levadoi." Yaakov says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levadoi." Now they made a song out of it, so we know the drush of Chazal. "Veniskav Hashem levadoi." Hashem is alone, and "Vayivaser Yaakov levadoi." Yaakov is left alone. So this is a machshav which he says, and he really shares it from Rabbi Ruchem, that the definition of a person has to be such that he's defined based on himself, not based on his surroundings. Many people, when they're in the positive surroundings, they have the positive strength to accomplish tremendous things. When they're in negative surroundings, it's not the same. The more they're in an area which is along the lines the way they want to be. And the Rambam says a person is mushra from his sviva, etc. But the tevi of a person is a person is supposed to have a conviction and a strength of understanding of what he believes in, that it's such he's not defined by the area around him. But I think there's another element in it, and I think is what he means also, is that not so much that we question whether we're strengthened by the area by what's around us. We can't define ourselves by our perception of how people perceive us. If people say that I think I'm a good person, then I'm a good person. If people think I'm not good, so then I don't feel confident about myself. I don't feel good about myself. I don't have that strength to believe in myself. A person has to understand that who he is, he stands in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu all by himself. The day of judgment, he stands on Rosh Hashanah. Chazal talk about each person goes in by himself. See, he's not being defined by the people around him. He's all by himself, and he's being defined. So if a person has to have a strong self-esteem, a person has low self-esteem, he can't do that. The Miri, there's a quote from a Miri. The Miri says a lashon that a person who's is mavakesh kavod. Kavod means that a person wants to understand that he has worth. Kavod means something is worthy, something is significant. A person who's mavakesh kavod means that he's looking for his definition of worth for something outside of himself. He says he's worse than the Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah has one Avodah Zarah that he bows down to. The person who's looking for kavod bows down to everybody. Everybody's important in his eyes because everybody's going to define whether he's happy or not. If that person thinks I'm good, then I feel good about myself. And the person thinks I'm bad, I feel bad about myself. So I'm constantly being defined by the people around me. So it comes out, I end up being ovid to the whole world. I'm an avid to the whole world. I'm worse than the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah has one thing that he bows down to. I bow down. And you see it sometimes, you know, like the people, they're subconsciously trying to show that they're good, even in front of little kids, in front of young adults. Why are you defining yourself by what this little kid thinks about you? You walk in a situation, a place nobody knows you, and you're worried about what they think about you. Like, what do you care what they think about you? You're never going to see them again anyway. But that's, people are inclined to do that because we have a low self-esteem. And the pasuk says that Yaakov is levadoi, means he never defined himself by anything outside of himself, but other than he himself and his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We said this idea before, that Rav Salanter's original plan was to be a tzaddik nister. To do that, he memorized all of Shas, Baal Peh, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Mefarshim. This way he could learn without having a need to be ever seen, be caught with the sefer. And he did that because he wanted to be able to be private with himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to most of us. If we were in the Olam Shas, Baal Peh, we would drop the hints here and there that we know Shas Baal Peh. We would say a hint here and say a hint there. And he specifically didn't want that because that distracts him from his focus of defining who he really is, and distracts him from focusing on his Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater unhappy person in the world than the person who's dependent on other people's definition to define himself. Have a good Shabbos.